At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I am here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers the book of Malachi. Feel free to hit pause and read Malachi together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. The book of Malachi reveals how people who have experienced God's miraculous works can quickly turn away from following him. God had delivered his people from captivity and helped them restore Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. And yet, shortly after their promise to obey the Lord's commands, they were living in a way that was displeasing to him. Complacency and corruption had replaced faithfulness to God's word. Malachi told the people they were offering blemished sacrifices. He revealed how their leaders, particularly the priests, were leading the people astray. Malachi also told the people they had dishonored God in their marriages in two ways. First, they married women of foreign descent who worshiped other gods. Secondly, men were divorcing their wives for unjust reasons that were selfish, treating marriage as if it were disposable. Despite the unfaithfulness of God's people, God again remained faithful. In Malachi 3, God told them that he had not destroyed them because they are his people. He called them to return to him. He promised that if they returned to him, he would return to them. God invited them to repent and return to him, just as he did time and time again throughout the Old Testament. As Malachi urged the people to return to God, he also foretold the coming Messiah, Jesus. Malachi spoke of the Son of Righteousness, who would bring healing, a picture of Jesus as the light of the world, who would bring redemption. Specifically, in Malachi 3, God shared his plan to send a messenger who would clear the way for the Messiah. In his sovereignty, God fulfilled this prophecy through the birth of John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus, as one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord! Make his path straight!" Luke 3, verse 4. The book of Malachi serves to remind us of the dangers of growing apathetic in our walk with the Lord. Malachi also reminds us that when we do fall short, God is faithful and ready to restore us when we turn back to him. Through Jesus, we see God's grace and mercy to redeem and restore all who trust in him. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus as a promised Messiah. Thank you that through him, our sins can be forgiven and we can have eternal life with you. Help us faithfully follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it's time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. Why did Malachi share that God would punish the wicked? 2. Like the priests who offered lame animals, what are ways we don't give our best to God? 3. The priests were supposed to help people follow God's ways. How can we help people follow God's way? Our key passage for this unit is John 20, verse 31. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. John 20, verse 31 says, "These are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore the Old Testament points to Jesus, Luke 1 and John 1.